lives matter. Someday she wants a big old ring with a big old rock that shines, and a big old walk-in closet with shoes of every kind. Yeah, someday she wants a big old boat she can lay around getting a tan. But right now all she wants is a man with a big old heart who can love her like nobody can. Big old kisses that go on and never end. With a big old smile, he'll fill the world with laughter. Size matters. Big old heart, who can love her like nobody can? Big old kisses that go on and never end. With a big old smile, he'll fill the world with laughter. Size matters. Size matters.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Former President Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday reportedly came to blows between a Trump staffer and a cemetery worker over claims the visit was an illegal campaign photo op. But the Trump campaign, including VP nominee J.D. Vance, is firing back.
There is verifiable evidence that the campaign was allowed to have a photographer there.
Video includes Trump criticizing the Biden administration's handling of the withdrawal. Some families of fallen soldiers buried at Arlington say they allowed Trump to photograph the event, but federal law prohibits political campaign or election-related activities within Army National Military Cemetery.
ABC's Perry Russum. A high-level meeting with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Chinese President Xi Jinping today in Beijing. Both countries promoted unity and cooperation in securing world peace. And strong numbers on the nation's gross domestic product, measuring the cost of goods and services related to inflation. They show the U.S. economy grew at a healthy 3%. This is ABC News. More Israeli operations in the West Bank, with officials saying they're trying to root out Palestinian militants. ABC's Britt Clenett in Jerusalem.
Israeli soldiers are sealing off Jenin. They've stormed a mosque there and arrested dozens on day two of the largest raids by Israeli forces in 20 years. At least 12 Palestinians killed as part of this ongoing operation by hundreds of troops in multiple cities.
The Secretary General of the United Nations urging Israel to stop its operations, saying it could fuel an already explosive situation in Gaza. Two former editors at a Hong Kong news outlet convicted this morning of sedition. It's the first trial involving Hong Kong media since the Chinese takeover in 1997. And another rookie record for WNBA star Caitlin Clark.
And Clark hits a three.
That call on WNBA TV for three-pointer number 86 of the year, helping Clark's Indiana Fever score a win over Connecticut. Clark's now nine rookie NBA records holding. I'm Derek.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and his wife Gwen are campaigning in Milwaukee this Labor Day. Both presidential campaigns continue to focus on Wisconsin, with former President Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance in the state this week. President Joe Biden will be in southwest Wisconsin next Thursday. A Dane County judge Tuesday upheld a partial veto from Governor Tony Evers that modified school funding. Evers turned a bill that would have increased funding on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction, while also cutting grants for school vouchers and private schools. And first responder agencies across the state are getting a boost thanks to grant funding from the Wisconsin Public Service Foundation, which has awarded $100,000 in grant funding to help first responders across the state. More than 40 grants were awarded this year to police, fire, and EMS service providers. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and a little humid again today. We'll get to 83 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then we're heading into a fantastic weekend. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday. We're talking low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine Sunday and Labor Day. Make your Labor Day weekend barbecue great with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Thanks, Sean. On the way, we're going to continue our spotlight on the Brenner Farm with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That's coming up next. Here's Toby Keith.
We got winners. We got losers. Chain smokers and boozers. And we got yuppies. We got bikers. We've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters. Early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue collared boys and rednecks. Got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do.
I like them moving now and then. But I love this bar. Just trolling around the dance floor, put some big smile on my face, no cover charge. Come as you are. I love this bar. I just love this old bar.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins as we continue our spotlight on the Brenner Family Farm just outside of Durand. And thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin as we continue our conversation with Tom this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about how the farm helps protect the water and what some of the things that Tom does as well to help protect the water, really, not just on his farm, but throughout Pepin County with a whole bunch of other farmers as well. And Tom, we've talked a little bit about this from yesterday with the cover crops, but that's kind of one of the biggest things you can do to help protect that groundwater is those cover crops have something going on because it benefits so many other things, holding in the water, preventing runoff, preventing nitrogen leaching. And that's kind of one of the reasons why you do all that, right?
Yeah, that's the main goal. And the other reason for cover crops is, you know, when I was starting out with them, my thoughts were I can turn sand into good soil. Well, I might not be able to turn sand into a different soil, but I might be able to make it super sand. And if I can take my organic matter up incrementally, well, it's going to pay dividends over the years. It's difficult to see in the short run, but long-term soil sampling, you can see movement, and that's cool.
And because of that increased organic matter, that means eventually, you know, and it's probably starting a little bit, you do your soil testing on the backside of this, it's like, I don't need as much nitrogen. And that's a big issue in Pepin County in our groundwater. And any less nitrogen you have to use is good for the groundwater.
Absolutely. Organic matter is going to have organic forms of nitrogen in it, which don't leach. And it turns out pretty much any form of nitrogen we purchase is in a very leachable form. So when we put it out there, you know, if the plant can't take every ounce of that up, it's going to slip through the cracks. So a lot of farms are doing some pretty interesting things, and the watershed group is trying to help out with some of that stuff, putting things in the right place, the right time, trying new things. It's what the group is really trying to push now is we're open to any ideas people have if we can help with it, as long as we can prove we're using less fertilizer or utilizing fertilizer better, we're all ears. So we'd be happy to have anybody bring suggestions to us or come to meetings.
And again, the watershed group is Farmers for Health. And if I'm not mistaken, you're president of the watershed, which is watershed group. But, you know, we had a chance to talk with Don Weiss and, you know, last month. And is your farm like his where I have a sneaking suspicion you're like him. And you know what? Somebody comes up with an idea. Hey, let's try it on my farm.
Yeah. If you feel, I like to try new things as much as I can. But if I can prove that it's going to help with saving some money or help with groundwater quality, if I think we're going in that direction, I'm pretty willing to try things.
And really, it goes back to the cows, because high nitrate water for cows isn't good for them either, just like it's not good for people.
Yeah, correct. And we have a long ways to go to correct the problem that Pepin County has. But I think there's enough awareness that even people that may not even have it on the back of their mind yet, it's coming to the forefront. So more awareness, better choices throughout the growing season about how we apply things, and really utilizing the fertilizers in the growing season instead of having leftover stuff that we probably shouldn't have spread anyway because the plants can't take it up. More awareness about what we're doing is our goal.
And so these meetings, when you have the watershed group meetings, is it basically everybody, you know, you bring in the experts. I know you work closely with UW Extension. I know, you know, former ag agent Mike Travis, he's a soil scientist. So, I mean, for him, this was, I'm sure he wanted to come out here because there's all kinds of different things that he could look at and explore and that sort of thing. But you work with those experts to kind of work on potential ideas or suggestions on how to improve not only your soil. Improving the soil means you're improving the water quality too.
Yeah, we've brought in quite a few people to speak and different, totally different types of presenters. So whether they're from a farming background or from a research background, it's been fun over the years. Everybody gets together and the meetings go pretty well. You know, for the most part, people can take home a pretty good message from most of the speakers that we've had. And, you know, eventually the ball will just continue to roll and more people will be trying new things. And hopefully some of that stemmed from some of the meetings the Watershed Group puts on.
And the Watershed Group also helps other farmers, like with the rye. I know that in years past, if Brian's farm, okay, I've never done this rye thing, Tom, the Watershed Group will kind of help me out.
Absolutely. That's what our funds are for, conservation, basically. So we always come up with, we try to come up with a new idea each year on how to use our funds. And cover crop seed has always and will always be the staple of what our group does to try and get farms trying new cover crop strategies. But this year we tried to get people to really think about how they're utilizing their nitrogen, and some people in the group are trying some new interesting things on nitrogen applications. So a lot of stuff that's in season, right place, right time, and they will use less nitrogen on their crop this year because of their new trials. But it was put in on the right time and the right place, so the plant will have a lot higher nitrogen use efficiency, and it should be pretty fun to hear about those at the end of the year.
How important you think is precision agriculture? You're gonna have more of that, you think, here on this, on your farm, where you can be driving through the field and if you're applying nitrogen, the tractor and the sprayer already knows, oh, I'm coming up to a spot where nope, I don't have to put any down, and have all of that variable rate and all of it coming from the GPS?
That would be pretty cool. I don't have much for tech on my farm, but we're soil sampling and we're trying to scavenge everything we can at the end of the season with having our cover crops and trying to grow them early. One new thing the group came up with this year was we're going to sponsor some aerial applications. So this month and into September, while you're cash crops are still growing, there will be some opportunity for some Watershed Group funding if you want to fly on some cover crop seed before you take the crop off. So that should establish the new crop faster, make it more vigorous this fall, and go to work. And it will still be, you know, small enough to where it's not going to affect you combining.
And will that be like rye or clover? Like, you know, you kind of do the mix, or I guess what, I don't know if turnip radish would work, but I mean, what type of cover crops are they going to be applying via air?
Well, it's really up to the farmer. We don't want to tell you how to do anything or what to do. We just want to promote the practice. So if you have some ideas and you think, well, hey, if the group has some funding for it, well, come talk to us. You know, we're more than happy to try and help.
Again, we're talking with Tom Brenner. That's a pretty cool plan that the Farmers for Health group is doing with the Watershed Group here in Pepin County and with Tom's farm as well. So we're talking with Tom and spotlighting his farm, the Brenner Family Farm, just outside of Durant tomorrow. We'll continue our conversation and wrap things up about some of the other things going on the farm, not only with protecting the water and protecting the soil, but as I look out the window, I see a very nice forest. And I'm thinking that he probably does a few things to help with the wildlife as well. That clover might come into play here on that. We're going to talk with Tom a little bit about that as well here coming up tomorrow morning. And thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for spotlighting and supporting our spotlights with our dairy farm families. You're listening to WRDN.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Lowe's knows saving pros time and money means getting the job done easier. Right now, save 10% on Georgia-Pacific vinyl siding panels. Plus, save an additional 20% when you buy in bulk. And get free same-day delivery to the job site when you order by 2 p.m. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Offer valid through 9/4. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I can see you got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own. Or you never been around one, now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am. And I get this feeling if I held you tight. You'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that's feeling you'll get over overnight.
Cause what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? You see, it takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. Cause his boots are always muddy, and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
Well,
What he is what you got.
And he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day. One more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off.
I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous.
That's what I do with one more day with you.
One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Keep me wishing still for one more day. One more day,
one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied.
But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Keep me wishing still one more day with you.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Whatever. way back when, or if I see you again. Baby, if you ever wonder, oh, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. Every time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Chris Stapleton, Think I'm in Love with You. 9:33, I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, the Mondovi Firemen's Fall Festival is coming up September 28th from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Barn Again Lodge. There'll be music from the Bennett Valley Gray Band from 3 to 5 p.m. and from 6 to 8 p.m. Food, refreshments, and raffles will all be available. Now, the doors officially open up at 1. There is a $5 admission charge, but help them out. The Mondovi Firemen's Fall Festival, Saturday, September 28th at Barn Again Lodge. Let's run down today in history for this August 29th. On this date in 1877, Mormon religious leader Brigham Young passed away. Happy birthday to the United States Air Force Academy, opening on this date in 1958 in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, right? In 1977, this is kind of creepy, three people were arrested in Memphis for trying to dig up the body of Elvis. Vernon Presley said, "I've had enough of this." So he soon arranged to have the bodies of his son and wife moved to the grounds of Graceland. No kidding. In 1982, actress Ingrid Bergman passed away at the age of 67. In 1982. 1987, Lee Marvin passed away at the age of 63. Of course, he was in the Dirty Dozen. The very first one was the best out of all of those. Also, Paint Your Wagon. 1996, golfer Tiger Woods made his professional debut when he teed off in the first round of the Greater Milwaukee Open. 2005, Hurricane Katrina tears into the Gulf Coast, leaving devastating effects on the city of New Orleans and surrounding areas, and you can still see some of those effects even to this day. Thousands of people who didn't or couldn't leave New Orleans were trapped without food, clean water, or power. Many had to take refuge at the city's Superdome and Convention Center. The Category 5 hurricane is estimated to have caused over $100 billion in damage and killed more than 1,500 in Louisiana. 2016, actor Gene Wilder passed away at the age of 83. Of course, he was in the films Blazing Saddles. Love that movie. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You get nothing. Good day, sir. Right? Remember that? Silver Streak and, of course, Young Frankenstein. Another great movie. You bet. In 2007, the National Weather Service announced that Hurricane Harvey set a rainfall record of, get this, 51.88 inches. Wow. Meanwhile, in 2021, Hurricane Ida made landfall as a Category 4 storm in Louisiana. It's like, you know, this day's a bad day for hurricanes. And in 2021, actor Ed Asner passed away at the age of 91. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and Chippewa Valley Energy.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, September milk down 12 to 22.05, October up 2 to 22.46, November steady at 22.02, December up 5 at 21.24. Meanwhile, live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower. The trade is basically waiting for some type of cash activity to develop. Hog futures, meanwhile, they are moving up mostly higher. Again, expectations of some higher cash markets and a little bit of short covering supporting prices early this morning. August live cattle still up 75 cents to 184.50, but August feeder cattle down 42 cents to 243.12. October hogs up 15 cents to 81.82. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets and soybean markets both higher. There's concern that the recent heat and dryness could hurt the filling process for soybeans. In some areas of the corn and soybean belt have been quite dry in the month of August, and those that missed the rains are expected over the next couple of days could see another 2 weeks of dryness. So that's helping to provide some support to corn and soybeans. Wheat markets, though, they are moving mostly lower this morning. Again, some of the MATIF wheat prices are a touch lower. September corn up 2 3/4 to 3.68. September beans up 9 3/4 to 9.68 1/4. September wheat down 3.5 to 5.10 3/4.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
1 in 4 people aged 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. Mostly cloudy, warm, and a little humid again today. We'll get to 83 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then we're heading into a fantastic weekend. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday. We're talking low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine Sunday and Labor Day. Make your Labor Day weekend barbecue great with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. It just look at you like you lost your mind.
Daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch rays, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
"That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, the tear falls down. Guts sucked in, chest up out, like a small town flag a-flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of."
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. 'Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, "Let me tell you right now,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million, just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of.
Listen for local news 4 times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back, and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one.
not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. We'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide. And we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jelly Roll and I'm Not Okay. 9:51. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Dunn County Farm Bureau's annual meeting, September 17th at the Shirley Doan Senior Center in Menominee. Registration at 7, meal at 7:30, and the meeting is afterwards. Did you know that bubbles are a form of, quote, fluid littering? At least there in California, a man who calls himself the Bubble Pirate was given a ticket for fluid littering. Sandy Snakeberg is a Navy veteran and was putting on a bubble-making show for children at a park in La Jolla, California. The children and the parents all having fun. Oh, and a park ranger came up and said, guess what? You are violating the municipal code for littering. Bubbles? Seriously? The ranger added, the soapy liquid is bad for the grass. Therefore, here is your ticket. Oh, and by the way, you must appear in court. This is just a tad overkill. Just saying. Snakeberg, by the way, lives out of his bubble-making van and is still waiting his time in front of a judge. You know, I hope the judge just looks at this and says, seriously, gets out a bubble machine and says, case dismissed, as he blows bubbles through the courtroom.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make tall grass short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. That's 800-702-7300. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Right mind would have left her. That was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on. First time we danced was to Marina Del Rey, and I fell right there and then. I didn't want that song to end. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Still see him in my mind. Probably will for the rest of my life. Damn straight, you're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. Now I can't even listen, 'cause I'll get to missing her. Then the hurt gets worse. Damn straight, I used to love your songs, but now every time that one comes on, truck. I couldn't turn it off fast enough. I tried to get back in the game, but this old heart just ain't the same. Hell, I can't even give it away. Damn straight, you're killing me.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Scotty McCreary, Damn Straight, 9:59. I'm Brian Winnekins. Thank you to Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron for joining us this morning. If you missed that interview, it's available on our podcast. It's realcountry1430.com and just go to the podcast page. Also, if you missed our spotlight with the Brenner Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, part number 4 now available on our YouTube channel. Duran Broadcasting, WRDN. And again, thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, sponsor of our podcast and streaming video service. Happy National Chop Suey Day today. Chop suey, which means assorted pieces, is a dish in American Chinese cuisine. The main ingredients include meat and eggs. As the meat cooks over high heat, add vegetables. The dish is bound in a starch-thickened sauce, typically